Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, que lo que, and welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia, and another episode. And this episode is really, really cool because I love to read, and it's so hard sometimes with a baby. I always tell you guys, but I also am a firm believer that, like, whatever you want to do, you have to make time for it. Like, you have to make a conscious choice, decision. And so this past weekend, I woke up early. I wasn't even that early, but, you know, everybody was sleeping still. I got up to do my little research time. And these were things that everything that I talk about on the podcast, or, you know, it's things that I've read, I think about myself, questions I ask the universe, questions that people ask when we're having conversations. And dear God, what happens when we take responsibility for our life? Like, what happens? What happens? And, you know, we live in this world where every day is something new. Every single day. Todo lo día hay algo nuevo. Not one day is going to be the same. Even if we go to the same job, we do the same work, every day is going to be different. You're going to speak to a different person. You're going to have a different, whatever it is. And in our life, it reflects where we have these emotions and we panic and we just, you know, we default to, I'm not, forget about it. We default to, I'm not going to deal with it right now. We default to, I'm so, to an emotion automatically, worried, fear, whatever the case, or I'm not going to do it. But taking responsibility for our life is super, super, super duper important, because as humans, we don't realize that the things, that choices that we make, the decisions that we make, is all about, are we saying we are in control of our life? Like, are we being the ones to say, I have control over my life? And let me rephrase, because a lot of people, a lo mejor está pensando, like, Alicia, Natana, we're not 100% in control of our life. Yeah, I get it. Don't be literal. Just listen to the podcast for all the ones that are listening, okay? What I mean by is that someone cannot make you do something in your life, cannot make you do whatever it is that you don't want to do. They can't. Now, people can persuade you. People can, you know, te puede decir, oh, you should do this, and give you their opinions and their experiences. And it could give you an insight of what you want to do in your life. But at the end of the day, everything, every single thing starts with us, right? It could be, we're the ones who have to say yes. You know, si alguien te dice a ti, let's go rob a bank or whatever, you have to make that choice if you want to rob the bank. Yeah, there's probably going to be, they're going to sell it to you. They're going to have money. You might get caught. But, you know, my whole point is, like, you, at the end of the day, unless someone has a gun to your head, which you shouldn't be listening to this podcast, you should go and call someone right now. But unless you're in that situation, you have that type of control in your life to say yes or no. Nobody speaks for you. I look at my baby and I look at her and I say to her, and I say to myself, like, I have to make decisions for her that's going to be best for her and her safety. But I have to listen to her too. I have to let her tell me, and I have to observe and be like, okay, ¿qué tú quieres, baby? ¿Qué tú quieres, bebé? You know? And I think about that as adults and everything that's in our lives. And the number one thing that I came across is execute thoughts versus excuses. You know, when I had clients for Fashion is a Business, I would always tell them, like, I hear what you're saying, but it sounds like an excuse, because I can tell you 100 reasons why you can do that than why you can't. And even now as a new mommy, I tell myself, Alicia, is that an excuse or are you going to make it work? Because excuses could be so beautiful. Like, they could be presented in such a way that you really validate them and you really stand behind them and you are really, like, for them. And the next thing you know, you're not executing anything. And then what you're doing is you're bringing yourself to just, I don't know what I say. Oh, I don't want to do this. Think about something right now in your life. Think about it. That you have not executed because you're telling yourself all these excuses. And sometimes there are valid reasons for certain, because not everything is going to be perfect. Tú no vas a tener una vida perfecta. Not every time is going to be something. But sometimes you can turn these excuses into an execution plan, into something saying, I'm going to do it. Like, okay, it doesn't work out this way, but I'm going to make it, I'm going to turn it into this way. I can't do it today, but I might be able to do it tomorrow. And taking responsibility for our life is that whenever I, you know, help a nonprofit or I'm a part of anything that has to do with a community, I always look at the bigger picture and like of why the bigger vision of how could we either solve this problem or diffuse this problem. Because, you know, I've talked about it very openly on my podcast. You know, there is a lot of poverty in this world. There's a lot of people que no tienen casa, no tienen comida. There's a lot of homeless people. But the back of my mind is, how could we build a community with poverty in mind, with homelessness, where we can uplift them and help them rechange and recharge their lives? And not to say that no le vamos a dar un plato de comida, not to say that we're not going to give them a plate of food. Because yes, they need nourishment, but how can we turn that situation around? Do they have psychological issues? Are they, do they need help with addiction? Is it, they're just because they were, you know, got homeless because they were only one paycheck away, which by the way, America, we are all one paycheck away if we're not having a financial plan, but that's for another podcast, because of, you know, saving or money management. And that is the deeper part of anything that I look at in business with brands that I've worked with, is what is the deeper cause? Because we could put a band-aid over it and we could say, okay, we can execute this little situation now, or we can make something really impactful that might take longer, but it's going to have a bigger impact. So are we executing in our life, or are we just making excuses? That's number one. The number two was, choices. And having this blame game, you know, because that, you know, I was doing some journaling the other day and I almost like started crying because I was just like, Alicia, you cannot blame anybody but you. I have these conversations with myself, by the way, and I really do. Like, I have these in my brain where I have these full-blown conversations to talk through my emotions sometimes, or talk through my thoughts of why I'm feeling this way. And I realize, like, the blame game, we get into this circle, this roller coaster of the blame game, because it makes us feel better. And it's hard. Like, even myself, sometimes I don't want to admit sometimes what I'm doing wrong, or no, it was me. That this situation didn't make me say no or yes or whatever to that. It was me. I did that. And taking responsibility for your life is saying, yes, I did that, but how can I not do that again? Si tú estás oyendo este podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, stop the blame game. Like, literally, like, think about it. Read all the books that you've read, all the quotes, all the motivational speakers. They all go down to the basics of the blame game that's not going to get you anywhere, because all it's going to do is default to number one, which is you're going to be making excuses. So let's try to stop the blame game, and let's try to see what part were we in that situation, and how to get out through it, and say how to take a next point of action for us to do something and us to change. And then my last one that I want to talk about is keeping your tu palabra to the universe. Because we want to manifest. And for everybody on my conversation challenge, shout out to you. I love you. Like, if when you reply to me, I love you. When you read my emails, I love you, because this conversation challenge is all about manifesting. I'm actually going to make a YouTube video soon about my first month in this conversation challenge, how it landed me a paid speaking gig, okay, in another state. And it wasn't even about that it was paid. It was the fact that the way the connection happened. And I'm going to be talking about that, because that's exactly why I did the conversation challenge, is to ignite these conversations, to connect and to really do it. And the ones for you that replied to me, like, you guys are amazing. I see that you open my emails, like, hello, you know, I'm in email marketing. So, you know, I know. I'm just joking. You're going to be like opening your emails now. No, I don't go through it like that. But what I'm saying is that you can't tell the universe, or you can't say, avio, I want to manifest this. I want to put my mind to this. And then when it happens, you take a step back and be like, nah, man, I was just kidding. Nah. Yo estoy con el relajo. Yo no estoy ready para eso. You can't do that. Because what are you doing to yourself? You're self-sabotaging. I said this year that I'm going to play big. I've written it everywhere. I'm going to play big this year. 2020 is about playing big, getting out of, and conciseness. Everything is about clarity and conciseness. Why am I doing X? What is it that I need? And what are the things that worked for me in the past that I'm going to take into this new? And also what didn't, and not bring it back. And so conversation challenge, great way to start the year. And then thinking about, I need to keep my word to universe. I can't keep asking God, the universe, myself, my mindset, my inner being for these amazing, wonderful opportunities. And then for me to self-sabotage. Listen to me right now. It is hard sometimes and it's very hard to get back into that self-sabotage. I've done it a million times, so many times, because I'm one, making excuses, not executing, and two, blaming everybody but myself, and blaming every situation. And I told myself this year, I'm like, yes, I'm a mommy. Doesn't matter, because there's a lot of superwoman, Wonder Woman mommies out there que están haciendo lo que sea, and their children are seeing it. I can still be present. Like, I have to tell myself all these things, because society will be the first one to enable you to self-sabotage, because you start comparing yourself, you start taking comments literal, and you forget that you, who you are as a real being and in your character. So think about that today. Think about that tomorrow. Think about it when your friend, when someone's at work and someone is telling you that they're chasing your dream and they're doing, you can do it, prima. Let me tell you, you can freaking do it. You know, the universe te puede dar todo. It will give you everything. You ask for it, you will get it. I'm telling you, you will get it. So make sure, just make sure that you are ready, because it will come to you, and you have to say yes, and you have to figure it out, and you will figure it out. And shout out to Marie Forleo, that Figureoutable book. I love that book. I love Marie Forleo just for her, you know, her business sense, her advice, but also her realness. Check out that book. And also, I'm also going to be giving a giveaway this week on The Bright Side, because I'm going to the Bright Side conference with Jess, and I'm so excited to connect with women. And if you want to connect, I'm going to put all the links in the bio, but we're going to be doing a giveaway of her book, and I might pick a couple of winners too. My recent read, and I'm actually was going to do a a book review from it, because, and I never do those, great book, and a very real, very transparent of her journey and what she's still doing. So if you want to go to the Bright Side Conference, that is in March in North Carolina. I'm going to put all the details in here in this podcast, but I will also be giving a giveaway of her book. So don't worry, prima. Until next time, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you want to be on the podcast, go ahead and check us out. Email me at hello@deargodarewetherayet.com. And for everybody listening, one more thing, like, thank you again for listening all the way to the end of the show, because I have ads now on paid ads on the show, as you can hear when we do mid rolls and everything. And listen, I know sometimes you don't want to listen to these ads, or you're like, when you're listening to other podcasts and you're like, ay, ahí viene un ad, ahí viene esto, whatever. But entrepreneurs and creatives, artists, people who are doing podcasts, those ads really help our brand. Like, they really help. And any ad that I put on my podcast is because I believe in it, or I'm aligned with that brand. So I appreciate you guys for listening and through, because those are the things that help us, you know, live our dream and live us, put our words out there. One conversation, one question at a time, changing the world, helping people help people. Ya tú sabes, hasta la próxima, hasta las 5:15 de la mañana. No, a las 5, a las 15. Bye, you guys.